Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is working with a spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Addresses Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Display of Indian Army's cutting-edge capabilities, modern combat readiness and indigenous missile systems mark the 78th Army Day parade in Jaipur. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterates commitment to building a modern, Atmanirbhar and future-ready army. Indian Embassy in Tehran advises Indian nationals to leave by available means of transport as protests escalate. Elon Musk's AI model Grok not to allow editing of images of real people into revealing clothing amid concern over AI deepfakes. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on UP Warriors in Navi Mumbai this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has shown that democratic institutions and democratic processes give democracy a stability, speed and scale. Addressing the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India has turned diversity into the strength of its democracy. He said in India, democracy means last-mile delivery, and the government is working with a spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Mr. Modi highlighted that nearly 25 crore people in India came out of poverty over the past few years.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
Prime Minister Modi said in India, the people are paramount and their aspirations have been made the top priority. He said India turned diversity into its strength and emerged as the fastest growing major economy.
भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है आज भारत में यूपीआई दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा डिजिटल पेमेंट सिस्टम है भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीन प्रोड्यूसर है भारत दुनिया का नंबर टू स्टील प्रोड्यूसर है भारत में दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है
The Prime Minister said India is strongly raising the concerns of the Global South on every global platform. Mr. Modi said during its G20 presidency as well, India placed the priorities of the Global South at the center of the global agenda. Speaking on the occasion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that AI and social media have enhanced the efficiency and capability of democratic institutions. He added that the misuse of AI and social media has given rise to serious challenges like misinformation, cybercrime and social division. The speaker emphasized that it is the collective responsibility of all to seriously consider these challenges and find appropriate solutions.
In the journey of more than 7 decades of our parliament, we have strengthened democracy through the creation of people-centric policies and welfare-oriented laws. We have removed many unnecessary laws, enacted new welfare legislations and framed policies in line with the expectations of the people. As a result, today we are moving forward with greater strength toward the goal of building a developed and self-reliant nation.
A grand parade was held in Jaipur today to mark the 78th Army Day. Organized on Mahal Road in Jagatpura, the parade showcased the valor, courage and cutting-edge military capabilities of the Indian Army. This is the first time that the Army Day parade has been held outside a military cantonment directly among the public. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presented Sena medals to the families of brave soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation. Speaking to media, the Army Chief said that the Indian Army is preparing itself to meet the present challenges as well as the future requirements.
I want to reassure the general public that the Indian Army is prepared for any kind of attack. Future warfare refers to how battles may be fought in times to come. We are fully prepared for this. Since the nature of future wars will continue to evolve, we have made the preparations that we believe are appropriate today, and we showcase those preparations to you in today's parade.
The event also featured an extensive display of the Army's modern combat capabilities. Our correspondent reports that the event strongly reflected the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat. A report.
The parade showcased indigenous defense systems, including the BrahMos missile, Arjun tank, Dhruv artillery gun, advanced drones, robotic dogs, and the Bhairav battalion's specialized capabilities. Soldiers from various regiments participated, displaying their distinct uniforms, traditions, and combat skills. The Nepal Army Band added a special dimension to the event, symbolizing the long-standing friendship and defense cooperation between the two nations. Folk art and cultural performances from Rajasthan and other states were also presented. Thousands of people witnessed the parade along the 3-kilometer route. With the report of Jitendra Dwivedi from Jaipur, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As part of the Army Day celebrations, a Shaurya Sandhya will be organized this evening at SMS Stadium, where Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will participate. On the occasion of Army Day today, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the brave soldiers, veterans and their families. In a social media post, President Murmu said the Indian Army remains steadfast in safeguarding the unity, sovereignty and integrity of the nation. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said the unwavering courage, discipline and supreme sacrifice of the soldiers in safeguarding the nation inspire every citizen. On the Army Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today saluted the courage and resolute commitment of the Indian Army. In his message, Mr. Modi said the country's soldiers stand as a symbol of selfless service, safeguarding the nation with steadfast resolve. He said their sense of duty inspires confidence and gratitude across the country. The Prime Minister said the country's soldiers have proved their capability in even the most difficult situation.
भूमि की सेवा का यह अवसर बड़े सौभाग्य से मिलता है। आपकी अटल इच्छा शक्ति, आपका यह अथाह शौर्य, देश जब आपको देखता है तो उसे सुरक्षा और शांति की गारंटी दिखाई दे। दुनिया जब आपको देखती है तो उसे भारत की ताकत दिखाई दे। ये है मेरी सेना का, मेरे सुरक्षा बलों का पराक्रम।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also extended greetings to the brave Indian Army personnel and their families on Army Day. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the nation salutes the Indian Army's indomitable courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the sovereignty and integrity of the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Ministry of External Affairs, or MEA, in an advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. The MEA asked the Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin residing in Iran to exercise due caution and avoid visiting areas of protests. MEA said Indian nationals living in Iran on resident visas are advised to register with the Indian embassy, if not already done so. The emergency contact helplines of the Indian embassy in Tehran are +98 91281 09115, +98 91281 09109 and +98 91281 09102. The embassy can also be reached through email at cons.tehran@meagov.in. Meanwhile, the Embassy of India in Tehran, in an advisory, said, in view of the evolving situation in Iran, Indian nationals who are currently in the country, be it students, pilgrims, business persons and tourists, are advised to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights. Meanwhile, Iran has reopened its airspace amid concerns about possible military action between the US and Iran that forced airlines to cancel, reroute or delay some flights. Iran had closed its airspace to all flights except international ones to and from Iran with official permission yesterday. The temporary closure came as US President Donald Trump has been weighing a response to the situation in Iran, which is facing its biggest anti-government protests in years. The United Nations Security Council is due to meet today for a briefing on the situation in Iran, as tensions remain high following weeks of nationwide protests and a violent crackdown by authorities. The meeting comes a day after Iran briefly closed its entire airspace for about 5 hours overnight, forcing several international airlines to reroute or cancel flights. Iran's Civil Aviation Authority reopened the airspace early today. Voting for 29 municipal corporations across Maharashtra began this morning, including the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation. Polling is being held for 2,869 seats spread across 893 wards in these municipal corporations. Andhra Pradesh is celebrating Sankranti with great joy and fervour. More from our correspondent.
The three-day festival began previous day with bogi bonfires early in the morning. Houses and streets are decorated with bright rangolis. Everyone is seen wearing new traditional clothes. Villages and towns look lively and cheerful. Rooster fights draw large crowds. Traditional games and folk dances entertain people of all ages. Special cultural events are held across the state. Temples are crowded with pilgrims offering prayers. Devotees seek blessings for a good harvest, good health and happiness. Sankranti brings families together and fills the state with tradition, devotion and festive spirit. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
In Kerala, Makara Masa Puja has begun at the Sabarimala Hill Shrine. This follows the Makara Villakku festival, which was observed yesterday with traditional rituals. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
Even though Masa Puja is a monthly ritual, it holds greater significance as Makara Masa Puja immediately follows the Makara Vilakku festival at Sabarimala. The hill shrine will remain open to pilgrims until 19th of this month. On 20th, only the Raja's representative will be permitted to offer worship and the temple will remain closed to pilgrims, marking the end of this year's Sabarimala pilgrimage season. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Elon Musk's AI model Grok will no longer allow users to edit images of real people into revealing clothing following global concern over sexualized AI deepfakes. The restriction, which applies to all users, including paid subscribers, was announced on X hours after California's top prosecutor began probing AI-generated sexualized images, including of children. X said users attempting to generate such images will be blocked, according to local laws. The move follows bans in Malaysia and Indonesia and criticism from UK authorities. US President Donald Trump is set to meet the Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado at the White House in Washington, D.C. today. Maria Machado's political party is widely considered to have won 2024 elections, rejected by the then-president Nicolas Maduro before the United States captured him in a raid this month. And in sports, in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on UP Warriors at DY Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is working with a spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Addresses Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Display of Indian Army's cutting-edge capabilities, modern combat readiness and indigenous missile systems mark the 78th Army Day parade in Jaipur. Indian Embassy in Tehran advises Indian nationals to leave by available means of transport as protests escalate. Elon Musk's AI model Grok not to allow editing of images of real people into revealing clothing amid concern over AI deepfakes. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on UP Warriors in Navi Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.